And we're talking this morning a little bit about my experience in the sauna yesterday at the Y. I did my usual routine, and I'm not normally a sauna guy. It just sounded right yesterday, and I went in there, and I was surrounded by four, I believe, Korean-speaking women, and they spoke in their language the entire time that I was in there. Now, I'm not one of those people who says, you know, like, you come to our country, you have to speak our language. Like, you know, if you hear people talking like that, it was very odd for me to be in there by myself, being the only, like, person who didn't understand what was being talked about. It just really, really threw me off on that. And so I'm wondering, am I overreacting on it, or is it right, or should I be a little bit paranoid? What do you think, 539-9750 or 238-0975? Go ahead.
You know what? These people paid for their membership just like, unlike he did, and they have every right to talk in whatever language they feel like, especially in a state like Kansas where we support the military, so there's a variety of ethnicities here in this city.
Right, I understand that, and I get it through my employer. I mean, the radio station pays for it.
So. Right, but they paid their membership, and in the membership, nowhere does it say that they have to come and speak in English. And I'm sorry, but I fail to understand why every time somebody's talking a different language that a person cannot understand, they seem to think that they're talking about them.
Yeah, I don't know either. I think I'm just overly paranoid on that one.
Well, and that's a shame, because that's stopping our country from being the country that we build ourselves as. The melting pot where everybody can come and have the same rights as a natural-born American. And it upsets me when I hear stuff like that, because this has been going on. And at the same time, people, let's say for Spanish, for instance, where people get upset when people talk Spanish, but then when they look for cheap labor, they go to the Spanish people because they know they're not going to charge them as much as an American will. And it upsets me to hear that, because there's a double standard there, where I don't want you talking Spanish, please come clean my house, and I'm perfectly fine with that.
That's a good point. Well, thanks for calling in this morning.
Well, thank you.
I should hire a Spaniard to... I'm joking. I'm giving her a hard time. What do you think? 539-9750 or 238-0975. You're in a cramped space, sweating, because you're obviously in a sauna, and there's you and four other people in there, and they're all speaking a different language. You can't tell what's going on. You know, is it wrong to say, well, that may be a little bit odd or rude?
Yeah, I do think that they should have been speaking English, especially when they're, you know, around one who they obviously know does not speak their language.
Yeah.
I do think it is a little rude, though, so I think you were right in being kind of, you know, annoyed by it.
Do you think they were talking bad about me?
Well, I think you might be a little paranoid on that. I don't think that they were... Unless they had a whole lot to say, because you said they were talking quite a bit. I don't know.
Yeah, I was paying attention to see if they dropped any English words in there, you know?
Yeah.
But...
Well, I'm sure they could probably speak English, but, I mean...
No, I know for sure they could, because that woman said, oh, you scared me when I first came in there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure. No, I think that if they want to speak, you know, their language, then they should probably do it, you know, in their own private little... sector, not when there's other people around.
Yeah, I was just a little bit disturbed. Well, if there was another English-speaking person in there, I wouldn't have felt so awkward, you know? But
yeah.
I think it's just the fact that I was, like, submersed, and, like, I felt like I was in a different country at that moment was what kind of threw me off on it.
I still think it's just rude, period, whether there's other English-speaking people around or not. It's just kind of rude.
Yeah, I thought about getting them back by, like, you know, standing up, getting ready to leave, and then just start shaking violently like a dog and just flinging my sweat about the room. But I held off on that idea.
That might have been a good thing.